Chevra, we have a Rashi we have to understand. For Rashi we have to understand where the Torah tells us of the beautiful mitzvah in Perech of Dal, Pasuk Yutas, and Pasuk Kisese, Kisiksor, Kitzircha, Besadecha, when you're harvesting your field, Vishachachta Oimer, Basada, you left over, you forgot a bundle in the field. Lo sashav lekachto. Don't go back to take it. Shichacha, right? Don't go back to take it. Leger liyasal amana ye leman yiverechcha Hashem lekecha b'chol masi yedecha. Leave it for someone in need. Don't go back and take it. Let someone. Obviously, if you forgot it, must be there's a reason. Abishter runs a velt and he made it that you should forget it. So now let it be. There should be for tzedakah and you'll give it to someone who needs it more than you. Comes Rashi, and Rashi is a case that seems like 10 more steps than this pasuk. Rashi says, "V'avol pisha bas liyada shalom miskaven." Even though this all came without the proper kavana, meaning initially you didn't go and hand this bundle to a poor person, you left it by accident. Kavachomer loisum miskaven. So kavachomer, if kavana, if you're going to get bracha, if by accident you left something, if you go over and you give tzedakah and you help someone, so that part of Rashi is beautiful, wonderful. That makes a lot of sense. But now Rashi says, "Amar ma'at." Now I'm going to say, listen to the following. This is from a Sifri, but the Pella, the Rashi quotes him. And where's the sushta? How do we get to this next step? If nafla sela miyado. Imagine you're walking in the street and you drop a cell, you drop a coin, you drop a $10 bill. Umatza ani, and ani found it. Vinis parnesba, and gained parnasa from it. Hari humis barachalel, you'll get a bracha for that. Really? It's a big chiddush. That's not the mitzvah shich. The mitzvah shichacha, the mitzvah of the pasuk, and the chiddush, which is still shalom b'miskavin, that when you dropped it, it was shalom b'miskavin. But then the ikar is that what? Lo sashav lekachto. Don't go back to take it. That was within your decision. That was what you decided not to do. And that's the ultimately seems from the pasuk, the mitzvah. Okay, the chiddush that the initial dropping was shalom b'kavana, and you still get a big bracha. So kavachomer, if everything was b'kavana, but you still decided not to go back and get it, if you're walking down the street and you drop a $100 bill, you had no idea. A week later you realize, so it's gone. Yish, no simanim. Someone else finds it, a poor person finds it. You get tzchar as if it's a mitzvah, like you gave bracha, you gave tzedakah and you get a bracha for that? Really? Really? Tremendous. You read this Rashi, Chevra? You went to Rashi this week? Big chiddush. Zok l'levav b'shir Rebbe zeichas ad kosh bracha. Listen to what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe tells us and reminds us a very famous Rambam that we all know. We've said it over many times at this table. Said it over tonight in a woman's shir earlier for a different reason. The Rambam in Herchas Gerishin, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf. And the Rambam there tells us if you have a man that's a menuvel and not giving his wife a get, even though she should get one, and that's what the marriage calls for. So what could we have? If we had the proper Bezdin, and we were able to do legalities the way we were allowed, Bezdin would hire some thugs, beat the crud out of the guy, until he says, give the get. That's proper halacha. That's proper halacha. You're laughing, we kill Amalek too, okay? Anyways, Lamaisa, you beat him up, he's a bum, he's a Russia. You kid, holding your wife is not a good. No, who do you think you are? You beat him up till he says roitzani. So Rambam asks, "Oh, to get mamish honest, you're forced. That's a good get. You had no ratzon. What's the matter?" They said roitzani. So the Rambam there says so beautifully that emes is every yid wants to do what's emes, and every yid wants to do a mitzvah, and every yid wants to listen to the Torah, listen to Hashem, and in our pnimius shabbat pnimius we're kadosh. And we all have an isham and we want to do what's right. Oh, it gets covered over at time. That's what's forcing us to do wrong. Our emes, our essence is we want to do what's right. So when a person says rotzani, that's his deepest, deepest thoughts and desires. It is with the ratzon. Because really rotzani to do what Hashem wants. Rotzani to do what Pesdim wants for me. Rotzani to do a mitzvah. I get covered over and forget that at times. So to the Rebbe says here, Eina chanami, you just dropped it by accident. And you weren't going and you didn't do anything b'machshava or b'kavana to do this good deed. But ultimately deep down, you're a yid. You want to help another person. You're besimcha rabba that another person who needed it more than you was mekabel this $100. Deep down, you want that to happen. Deep down, if you would have known that this guy needed it, you would have given it to him. And therefore, misbarach, you get bracha. That's how the Rav Rebbe explains this Rashi. And that's the MS teaching every one of us. MS, we're in the me'elo. Yime'elo is days of tshuva. Tshuva just means, tshuva is not repentance. Tshuva means return. Just return to our inner self. Return to who we really are. Return to our purity. Return to all the good that's within us. Just be that person who we all really want to be. And we'll be zeicher simcha bracha. Simcha yor simcha bracha. We have a hail geshabbos kodesh of simcha bracha.
I shall be sky there.